Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
It's Daddy Speaks, the international, transformational, storytelling, y'all. Just what you need, time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Daddy Speaks.
You have to forgive me because pray for my sniffles, but I am one of the lead speakers on Power of Praise Network, and we call it Poppin' TV. We air every Sunday. My show airs at 3 p.m. on Sundays worldwide, and as we talk about bringing love back to the church, this will be ongoing topic on my particular show, bringing love back to the church. I have with me a phenomenal pastor that I have fallen in love with just in 2 days. Pastor Julius, I'm not even sure where you are held from, but you, I'm going to go ahead and throw the platform over to you because we are now live. And we're talking about bringing love back into the church. And from my perspective on this particular platform, I'm speaking to our leaders, you know. I'm speaking to all leaders that are leaving an imprint in the world just as God and his son Jesus did. So, Pastor, I'm turning the platform over to you because you have an amazing message on bringing love back to the church. It's all yours.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Speaks, for the opportunity to speak today. So, how long am I speaking for?
I'm going to give, say, about 20 minutes.
Okay.
If that, you just speak until your heart is content. How's that?
Yes, that would be fine. I would like to talk about what we spoke about earlier today. Maybe I'm going to just merge everything together, but basically I was looking at a guy called Vince Lombardi, the football coach. He started from the basics, and for us to bring love back to the church, we need to go back to the basics. Vince Lombardi took a football and showed it to the professional footballer and said, this is a football. So my view here is this, is if we have to bring back love to the church, we have to start first with the leaders, those who are leading congregations, the shepherds. We need to go back to Jesus and see who Jesus is. We need to find out who love is. We need to renew our time with him. So in order to give love to the church, you first have to go back to love. All right. So we see in the early church that they started having prayer meetings before the church started. They were with Jesus in prayer. And then the church started. But after the church started, they did not remain at that level. In Acts chapter 3 and verse 1, the Bible says, and they went to the temple at the hour of prayer. No wonder the early church was a great church. Why? They spent time in prayer. If you don't spend time in prayer with Jesus, how are you going to act like Jesus? Come on, somebody. If you don't spend time with Jesus, how are you going to act like Jesus? It becomes a challenge. So many of us in the ministry, we are very, very busy. If I tell you my schedule, you will wonder, say, how are you doing it? But in order to work well for Jesus, we need to spend time with him. Because if we don't spend time with him, it becomes difficult to work well for him. Mm. Amen.
Amen. So
we have to get the vertical in proper perspective before the horizontal. All right. So the second thing I want to emphasize for leaders is personal retreat. Personal retreat, you take some time out away from friends, away from family, and just get to a hotel, go out of town, whatever way you want to do it, whether half a day, a whole day, or 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and go and just spend time with the Lord. And you're not thinking about anything, you're not thinking about any bills, you're not worrying about family, you got everything taken care of, and just spending time with the Lord. The benefit of that is you're going to refire. You're going to retool, all right? And you're going to renew yourself. And then you are now prepared to come and give to others. You're not prepared to come and give love to others. You know, one thing I've noticed in the ministry, we have to be careful that we don't run on E, we don't run on empty. You see, every car out there needs maintenance. We too, as human beings, we need maintenance. Every car needs some means of powering up. They need some power. So when we get back with the Lord, we power ourselves up and ready for the ministry. All right. And then before I run up, there's other things I observe in the body of Christ. And we've been struggling with it as a church. We there's a lot of hurt in the church. There's a lot of pain in the church, excuse me, and then we need these hurts to be healed. If we've wronged somebody, we can go ahead and apologize. If you got issues with somebody or some church, you need to either talk with them or forgive them. There's a lot of hurt in the body of Christ, and we are literally shooting ourselves in the feet, all right? There's comparison. Why are we comparing ourselves? Why, you know, this other person got a big building, this other person got a small congregation. All these things are not things we need to be doing. They are more carnal things. And all our education, we went to school so as to learn how to simplify the Bible for other people. So you can't use your education and put others down, or you can't use the grace of God on your life and put others down. So these are areas we've been struggling with as the body of Christ, and we need to get over all those carnal attitudes and just start. Remember that Jesus said in John 13, 30 and 35 that we are to love one another, and when you read those verses, you see that it's unconditional. It has nothing to do with denomination. It has nothing to do with race. It got nothing to do with financial status. Jesus said we are to love one another. So He said, it is through this that people will know that we are his disciples. So love is the glue between Christians. I'm not particular about your denomination, your doctrine. I'm not going to relate to you based on that. I'm going to relate to you because you love Jesus. All right. So let's put aside all those differences and just start loving one another, blessing one another, praying for one another, giving to one another, appreciating one another, and honoring one another. God bless you. Thank you so much for your time. And this guy, and this guy is an electrician. He's an electrician.
Yes.
So he came over to our house and took out one of the breakers and said, this needs to be replaced. But then it was Christmas Day. And we called all over the place. No store was open. Those were closed. Amen. Walmart, everywhere was closed. But then this guy said, let me go to my house and check and see. Maybe I have a spare breaker. And he brought a little piece and he put it in. Boom, the lights came on.
And let there be light. What an amazing story. Go ahead.
Yeah, but the thing is, what if we had not stepped out of our comfort zone to go and introduce ourselves to the neighbors? What was going to happen? My wife and I and my kids and all those in the house were going to go to a hotel for Christmas Day. And all family members were going to tell them, oh, we can't have this program because there's no electricity in the house, no heat, nothing. It was going to be a huge embarrassment. But just by reaching out to the neighbor, it saved our day. So, but that was something we did a lot earlier than you know, reaching out to the neighbors. But so we've created community in our community.
Yes.
We've created community in our community. So it's just good. And one of the things I observe, why should we create community? It makes life more pleasant to live. It's horrible to live in a neighborhood and it's only you and your family. You can't talk to anybody. I mean, I can't live in a neighborhood like that. I have to wave to somebody and say, hi, how are you? You know, we got to do something. And let me tell you something. There's something I learned. Very great. Awesome. Everybody wants to be loved.
Wow.
Including the neighbor who is not speaking to you, including the neighbor who's just looking through the window blind. Yeah. Don't mind all of that. Everybody wants to be loved. But the Bible says he that receives friend should first be what? Friendly. Mm-hmm. So you get out of your comfort zone and reach out to them. You reach out to them. You begin to change your community. You begin to change your workplace. You begin to change your neighborhood one person at a time.
He that receives friend must first be friendly. I'm going to, that is, oh my gosh, that is so powerful. I needed that today for myself because it is so easy to say you love someone. And then as you spoke today, how can you love God, claim you love God and you hate your neighbors, you know? And that is what we're talking about, is building community. It starts there. And then we're going to be talking so much about bringing love back to church. But what Pastor Julius just did was give a phenomenal example of what he and his family do anytime they move into a new neighborhood. This is important because he didn't single himself out and say that I do it. He says, my family and I, we do it. And it's important for me to know my neighbors on my left and right, my rear, and however your estates are set up. It's important to know them and build a relationship with them. We're not saying you have to go and fellowship with them every single day, but had they not noticed that his power was out, and all it was a little fuse. And it was in holidays, and you're waiting for holidays to be over. So, I mean, that saved you money, and it actually empowered that relationship. Pastor, come on.
this is an awesome topic, because there are different ways to just share the love of Christ, a lot of different ways. And then in a lot of simple ways. Sometimes just a smile, just a smile. And I didn't tell you another thing too. This the same neighbor, as a result, we very, very good friends. He came over to my book lunch, and sometimes when the snow falls, he will come in and just clear the snow for us. We did not ask him to do that. He just did it. Yes.
And where are you held from, Dr. Julius? Where are you currently located? We didn't even go through that. Tell us who you are. Go ahead, tell us who you are quickly. And where you held from.
Originally from Liberia in West Africa.
Yes.
And right now we live in Pennsylvania, Croydon, Pennsylvania.
Perfect. And
we do ministry on social media from Pennsylvania, and then we also started a branch of our ministry in Trenton, New Jersey, because we're very, very close to the border. So we meet in Trenton too for church services. And then we also travel to Haiti. We're doing a lot of work in Haiti. We have a school of ministry there, just started. It just ended its first semester. We have about 78 students. We have to turn some students away from what I was told. And we are poised to start the second campus in September.
Oh my God. You see why it's important to be tethered with the right folks? I'm sharing this with my audience because you have a ministry in Haiti. You're from Liberia, Africa. You're living in Pennsylvania, and you have a church in New Jersey. Did I miss anything?
And then in February, we're going to be going to Dominican Republic. I'm going to be doing pastor's conference there. And in the U.S., I'm usually invited for training. That's what I love doing too. So I receive a lot of invitations. I work with several ministries here, training their members in their Bible school. There's another ministry that discuss a book every month. I'm one of their guest speakers at that event. There's another ministry that invites me to train their leaders. So I work with several ministries, and I just received another invitation today to serve as a counsel for new leadership. Yeah, so I'm very, very busy. That's why I emphasize spending time with the Lord so that we will be able to spend time for the Lord.
Yes. Ha. Yes, I knew it that there was something we had in common, and everything is like kingdom building. Yeah. I honestly, and you know what? I got to get more of you before I lose you, because you're gonna be out there. You just told me four places where you have ministry going on. And now you're going to the Dominican Republic in February. So my bags are already packed. Just let me know where I need to fly it. But I am so honored to have been able to get you on for our new year. That means new beginnings, because you will air the first Sunday, which is this mm-hmm. Sunday coming, which is the first Sunday in the year. And I just want you to continue to follow God's vision, his plans, and his directions, and then continue to teach and show us how to be all about love, you know, especially coming into this new season. Dr. Julius, I want you to go ahead and just close us out with some of your closing remarks, because I took notes from you yesterday, and as I shared today, I have, I believe, God shirt on, because as you said so eloquently earlier, if you have no relationship with him, there's nothing you can do for others. And everything mm-hmm. starts out with your belief in him, and it has to come from your heart to believe mm-hmm. in him, and to be able to take these crucial things that we may encounter as we go on our journey in life. That's why you heard me playing that song as we came on. And I'm going to send that to you so you can download and listen to it. But you got to have genuine love for Christ. And as you mm-hmm. said, you have to be in his presence. I'm going to stop stealing your thunder, because you said all of that. You have to have a relationship with him. And then we'll go ahead, because you already told me you got a busy schedule. So I'm done.
Yeah, so in closing, if you want to live a life of fun, a life of enjoyment, it's giving to people. You know, when Paul said in Acts chapter 20, he says, it's more blessed to give than to receive. That scripture is deeper than we know. You know, there's so much joy in giving. I tell you, whenever I give to the Lord, when I give my tithe, he doesn't need it. But when I give my tithe, when I give my offering, when I give to other people, it brings some sort of unexplainable joy. Mm. There's nothing bigger than loving people. Because when you love people, it's God in action. That's incarnational ministry. So I encourage the audience to spend time with God and just follow his leading. Life becomes an adventure. You think adventure is only limited to the kids? No. I thought it was just to the kids. No. We part of this adventure. It doesn't end. As long as you decide to follow God, you're going to have a wonderful time of adventure, of just blessing people, loving people, and being Jesus wherever you go.
I love Pastor Dr. Julius. Let me tell you, you would mention the word adventure. When I joined the Army at the age of 15, and that's another story as we get to know one another, the slogan was fun, travel, and adventure. And then I went to war. And I'm thinking, this was not the type of adventure I was looking for. Or is this the adventurous part? Then you mentioned that word adventure. But I want to just end on this note. You talked about the book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 30. I say that because you talked about your neighbor, how you are now the best of friends. The book of Mark, chapter 30, tells us to, with your whole heart, soul, mind, strength, love your neighbor as you would yourself.
Amen.
And this is what you share with us today. That story will, I don't know, I may know one neighbor. I may see her every 6 months or every holiday or something. So you have definitely inspired me to go in my neighborhood, which is a very short area, and just say, hey, I've been here for several years and my name is Betty Speaks. So
yes,
I don't even know what to do, what to present. I could do the flower or something. I heard someone say, but that is such an empowering story, for someone to turn your lights on and it was probably 99 cents a fuse that may have cost $1.02 where you would have gone and spent maybe $200 or $300 or $400 to be in a hotel for a holiday weekend. Again, you've been listening to Power Praise Network. We call ourselves Poppin' TV. And this show will be airing on Sunday at 3 p.m. Will have aired by the time you hear that. But join us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Dr. Julius will be back, I promise you. And for someone that's doing a ministry in Pennsylvania, whose neighbors, by the way, plow the snow. He's doing a ministry in New Jersey, Haiti, and going to, what was it? Dominican Republic. I missed something. There was a fourth one that I missed.
That's Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Haiti, and Dominican Republic. Yeah, you got them.
I have them all. So yes. I'm just going to tell our audience to stay in tune. He's on my social media page. I would give you all the contact that you need to link up with him, but definitely continue to follow us as we talk about bringing love back into the church, you know. And if you don't have a church, now is the time to join a church. You heard Pastor Julius say, I got 10 of them, you know. He didn't literally say 10, but I'm telling you, I feel it in my spirit that by the end of 2022, he will be anointed and blessed with at least 10 ministries that will be worldwide that one can follow him and his dissertation on love, you know, and many other things. So, sir, I thank you. I honor you. I continue to lift you up in the name of our Heavenly Father for all the blessings he has bestowed upon you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Speaks. God bless you mightily.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.